The Catbird Seat, written by Ghost 2, read by Aurelius. Wolsey was just about to settle down for a nap on the bed he had decided was his when he saw two bodies about to usurp his prized position. They were far bigger than he, so he rolled over and leapt to the floor. He had not forgotten the last time someone had fallen on the bed without looking first, because that someone had landed on Wolsey's tail and caused him great discomfort. Bristling, Wolsey stalked over to the old armchair in the corner, hopped up and settled down in a ball. The chair was not as comfortable as the bed, and Wolsey balefully eyed male pet and female human as they attempted to breed. By now they had removed their odd coverings until all their skin showed. Wolsey's ears flattened and his tail lashed. Male pet's penis was sadly misshapen. It was a sick mutation that lacked the vital spikes of Wolsey's own anatomically correct organ. Surely female human could have chosen a far more worthy mate. Wolsey shook himself and ducked his head, meticulously grooming his right forepaw with quick strokes of his tongue. When he had sufficiently calmed himself, he looked up again. No, no, no! Not only did it look wrong, male pet was using it incorrectly. Wolsey had thought everyone knew that the proper way to mount a female was from behind. In his current inaccurate position, male pet could not even bite the scruff of female human's neck. No wonder she was squirming so much underneath him. He had failed to assert his dominance. Would he actually have to show them how to do it right, Wolsey wondered. Yes, he decided, he would. Deliberately, he jumped down from his lumpy perch, trotted over to the bed, and sprang up to lightly land beside male pet and female human. He yowled to announce his presence, and an insolent hand promptly battered at him. Wolsey could hardly believe the nerve. He flexed his claws, then thought better of launching an attack. He would only be wasting his time. Male pet and female human were both stupid, he concluded. They deserved each other, and he deserved better than either of them.